I've hidden in the garden. I've denied you with my very lips. God, I fall down to my knees with my hammer in my hand. You look at me, arms open, forgiven, forgiven. Child, there is freedom from all of it. Sin, you are forgiven. I've done things I wish I hadn't done. I've seen things I wish I hadn't. The thought of your amazing grace, I cry, Jesus, forgive me. God, I fall down to my knees with my hammer in my hand. You look at me, arms open, forgive. Forgiven, child, there is freedom from all of this. Say goodbye to every sin. You are forgiven. Could have been 6 feet under. That fire's inside of me. Here am a dead man walking. No grave gonna hold God's people. All the weight of all our evil lifted away forever free. Who could believe? Who could believe? Forgiven, forgiven. Your blood makes me innocent, so I will say goodbye to every sin.
Well, you know, I pulled out this Bible and I opened it up and say, okay, Lord, what are you going to have me do here? And he's got to direct me here because he opens up the First Chronicles. Now, for those of you who, and even if you are familiar with the Bible, here's your refresher. Chronicles pretty much is exactly that. It chronicles the genealogy of everybody. This one begot, this one begat, begat, begat. It just goes down the list, right? So I opened this one up through here, and the first one in here is chapter 3, the sons of David. And I'm thinking, all right, Lord, where are we going with this? You know, so he's got all the sons of David, and he's just going, you know, with all these names we can hardly pronounce. You know, which is well, this one isn't horrible. It's maybe 6 or 8 or so. But, you know, then it states David reigned in Jerusalem 33 years, and these were the children born to him there. And there goes another 15 or so, you know. I mean, these guys really knew how to get it done, right? Of course, they had, Solomon himself had, was it 1,000 wives? No, it was 700 wives and 300 concubines or something. It's like, how would you like to be a concubine, right? You get the action, but you don't get the ring, right? It's like, what's that all about? But of course, with the king, I guess they're well taken care of, right? It's like, oh man. Okay. All right. So I don't know where he meant. But let's try open this up again and see where I'm really supposed to be. Okay, how about Ezekiel? Let's see what's happening. Let's see what's happening in Ezekiel. Okay. Okay, yeah, now Ezekiel. So actually, it's in Ezekiel 32. So it says, in the 12th year, in the 12th month, on the first day, the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, take up a lament, meaning express your sorrow, concerning Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, you are like a lion among the nations. You are like a monster in the seas, threshing about in your streams, churning the water with your feet and muddying the streams. And this is what the Sovereign Lord says. With a great throng of people, I will cast my net over you, and they will haul you up in my net. I will throw you on the land and hurl you on the open field. I will let all the birds of the air settle on you, and all the beasts of the earth gorge themselves on you. I will spread your flesh on the mountains and fill the valleys with your remains. I will drench the land with your flowing blood all the way to the mountains, and the ravines will be filled with your flesh. And when I snuff you out, I will cover the heavens and darken their stars. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon will not give its light. And all the shining lights of the heavens I will darken over you, and I will bring darkness over your land, declares the Sovereign Lord. And God was a little mad at Pharaoh. It's like, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I saw on Facebook, I'm part of a lot of different prayer groups, in addition to my Faith for Healing site. But there was a lady that posted on there, and her prayer request was essentially for God to do this, you know, come against all these people that have come against me. Now, what's fascinating with that is that's actually an Old Testament prayer. Because as we read through the Old Testament, we see that happen a lot. You know, King David in Psalms and all that stuff, he says, hey, you know, exalt me, Lord, and crush my enemies, right? He says, do all that. But yet, what does Jesus tell us? Right? So Jesus tells us to love those who hate you, to bless those who curse you. So it's fascinating that this comes through. So this lady is effectively, this is her prayer request. And when I first looked at that, I thought, I thought just what I told you. I said, that's really not how this should be. I understand. She's wanting justice, okay? And when we deal with justice she's trying to deal with it on her own terms of feeling good about it, asking God to take care of this, right? But the fascinating thing with the real fascinating thing with God is that God is a God of love, and as long as we are obedient with God, God's going to have His protection and blessings around us. But when we're disobedient to God, you know, meaning chasing all the lusts of the flesh and lusts of the world and that little hedge of protection and blessing that God puts around you just kind of starts to slowly get pulled back. You know, as we get deeper and deeper into sin, that just starts to go back. So now what happens when that protection is back? What happens? All the darkness, all the demons, all the junk starts to come on you. And that's kind of what's happening through here. So you got Pharaoh now, who's got all this land, he's got all this power. Of course he worships all of his weird gods. You guys have seen all the different movies. Moses, how many times we see that in our lives? once a year. At least that variation of it. But we saw what what the price was too. But the fascinating thing though with that Pharaoh in Egypt, with Moses, is how many times did Pharaoh say, okay, I'll let your people go. And then it says God hardened his heart. Isn't that kind of interesting? God hardened his heart, right? So God wouldn't let him stay in a, okay, see you later guys, I'm good. You know, you've proved your point. Because God was still proving a point. You know, all of the different curses, you recall, that came. Gosh, the darkness, the frogs, the hails, the death of the firstborn. Which, as you know, is quite significant too, just by the death of the firstborn. Because you remember he told the Israelites, he said, slaughter the lamb, take the blood of the lamb with the hyssop branch or one of the branches? Palm, it was the hyssop branch. You take the blood of the lamb and smear it over your doorstop. Because God said then the angel of death will pass over your house then. It won't come in and kill your firstborn. But it was the firstborn of everything that died. Firstborn sheep, firstborn person, firstborn of everything. Animals and people, right? Animals and people. It's like, wow. Imagine that. And you think, wow, if we live like that right now, that's like, yikes. You know, but bless God, we've got Jesus. And Jesus paid that price. He paid for the wrath of God's anger. He took care of that for us on the cross. So we don't have to go through all this stuff anymore. I mentioned on Sunday I ministered with a guy named Ryan last week. Was it last week? 2 weeks. I'm losing track of weeks, Melody. Was it 2 weeks? It was 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? That's right, it was 2 weeks ago. And this guy had suffered horribly from anxiety like I had endured. And he's still going to be, and he's coming back, I think, on the 20th, but he's over in Europe and then Italy and Germany. I mean, he's just going bouncing all over the place. Horrible fear of flying, anxiety. And so what's he send to me on Facebook? He sends a picture looking out the airplane window at something. He said, it's great. No fear. He said, I'm loving it. And it's a great thing. But in his case, all he needed was somebody to say, hey, look, dude, you know, you don't have to be living like this. You're a child of God. You're blessed. He said, tell those demons tormenting you to go. So just yesterday, so I've been every day I've been sending up scriptures, you know, keeping them encouraged and keeping them focused. And just yesterday he said I had that panic stuff trying to come to me, but I told it to leave in the name of Jesus and it went. It's like, perfect. So that's exactly what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to stand on the authority of Christ, because Jesus already paid the price. Yeah, he paid the price by his beating, his physical beating, and the death on the cross. Actually, since he was little, 3-4 years old, he all his life he had been like this. Sometimes when it starts when that's little, it's kind of learned, you know, from your parents. You know, like you kind of watch how they interact, you know, how they react to things. It can be kind of learned like that. But regardless, he was tormented by this pretty much all his life. And this guy is probably 30, early 30s, I think. 20, he's probably 30, 32, somewhere in that window. I'm just guessing, I don't know. But I know he's been married before. I do know that. But, so it was just absolutely, it was so neat, because when I prayed for him, he just felt something's kind of lift off of him. So if you think of it in that sense, you know, darkness just wants to weigh heavy on you. Like gravity. You know? It just wants to be messing with you. And I know you got an indirect testimony, Scott. I mean, I know you think about yourself years back, you know, the anger and stuff that you endured, you know, and I know you, I'm sure you get flares and bouts of that. I don't know, because you're human, but but overall, I mean, you feel different though, right? I mean, you just had a different mindset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now this week we had, you know, you had the pastor talking about the Joneses, keeping up with the Joneses, right? You're never being satisfied, always wanting more. And I thought it was kind of interesting one of the things he had mentioned, because he talks about those who keep wanting to get more, when they get more, they still want more, right? It just never ends. It just keeps going on and on and on. So being satisfied, being happy with what you've got, obviously is a good place to be. A real good place to be. And needless to say, Pharaoh had a few things. Pharaoh definitely had a few things. But through the rest of this chapter, in chapter 32, it says it just goes on, and it's pretty much just talking about how Egypt is going to get beat up. And Assyria is there with her whole army. She is surrounded by the graves of her slain, all who have fallen by the sword. Their graves are in the depths of the pit, and her army lies around her grave. All who have spread terror in the land of the living are slain, fallen by the sword. Isn't it interesting that a lot of these old countries, right? Your Assyria, your Egypt's, Israel, names. Yeah. But yeah. If you want to call it straightened out. I like Thursday nights. So Lord, I thank you for Thursday nights. And I thank you for all of us gathered here, Lord. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus as we come against these warts that have been messing with Melody. That we come against the root of these things. And we command that they leave in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that when Melody does a potato thing, that carries it through. Because you got awesome and amazing ways you do things. Lord, everything on this earth, God's given to us for a purpose and for a reason. And I have absolutely no doubt that potatoes can do that. So we're going for it. But through the power of Jesus, though, we proclaim the victory and the blessings. So we thank you, Lord, for no more warts. No more any of that junk upon Melody. She is set free. Yeah, fully set free. So Lord, we thank you then for these blessings that Tom brings. We especially ask, Lord, your special touch upon all those upon which he's their guardian. And you put him in a special role for that, Lord. And I know he's sharing your light. Sharing your light in awesome and great ways. But I thank you, Lord, as their hearts are touched. And they have your peace. And they have your peace, which surpasses all understanding. And Lord, I just speak special, special glorious blessings to Brother Scott. Just for you, brother, for your business, for them feet, another junk, man, that's been messing with you all these years, man. Like I said before, brother, things are going well for you. I'm seeing you going the right direction. And that's awesome. And I'm thrilled. I'm happy for you, man. Real happy for you. It's a neat thing. Neat thing. And then you got Mr. Biker dude. Bless God. I'm thrilled with that blessing you shared with us, Bruce. Thank you. God can do nothing's impossible for God, right? Luke 1:37 says nothing is impossible for God. It said many other places in the Word too. So I thank you, Lord, for just even more blessings. Blessings for Bruce and for his family. And for Brandon's 18-year birthday. Woohoo! Man, that's a milestone for him. And of course, for all our graduates. And thanking you, Lord, for Mom. Mom and all the things that just flow through your life, Mom. And for Dad. And for Dad and for physical healing. Physical healing, just no more pain, no more stiffness. Just full and complete peace and freedom which surpasses all understanding. And we thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon this sale that's coming up here on Saturday. This rummage sale, this thing with Ram. And upon this church, Lord, that everyone who walks through here is just touched. It's just touched with your peace and your understanding as we receive your freedom. So we thank you for all the lives touched, all the lives that will be touched. We thank you as just bring more and more together as we rejoice in the glorious name of Christ Jesus. What do you got, Melody?
Thanks for you.
Oh, thanks.
And saying thanks for you to Jesus Christ and him so much of your dad, and that he is here and he is just blessing us all with his ministry. And that, you know, even though he may not know what he's doing when he comes in here, he just opens up the Bible and just looks at a random spot. It works, and you're working through him in that, so just there's other avenues that you want him to work through, we just ask that you just give him those tools in that direction. You show him exactly where he needs to go, what he needs to do, what to say, and we know that you're already doing that, so we just thank you. It is such a blessing to this church. And thank you that his ministry will just reach out and just touch everyone in this room, and everyone that enters these doors. Thank you, Jesus, for this powerful ministry tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Say the Lord's Prayer. Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Oh, now we're going to have fun. No, the song we've got now is going to be lots of fun.
I work with it.
Driving through town, just my boy and me, with a happy meal and a boost to see. Knowing that he couldn't have his toy till the tuggers were gone. The green traffic light turned straight to red. Hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, then my four-year-old said an interesting word. It sounded kind of funny and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, so just like ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. Got back home, went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. The Lord, please help me, help my stupid self. Just this side and later that night, turned to my son, Scooby-Dooby Nightlife. I crawled out of bed and got down on his knee. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. I said, son, now where'd you learn? Pray like that. He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just like, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. I've been watching you. I wrapped him in a hug. Some little bears growing up. And he said, when I'm big, I still know what to do.
I messed that one up.
Cause I've been watching you. That ain't that cool. I'm your buckaroo. Wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. But then I'll be strong,
strong
as Superman.
I'll
be just like a one we dad. I can do everything you do. I've been watching you. I've been watching you. I've been watching you.
That wasn't too bad for a run through.
Yeah.
It's an easy learn. That's a fun song. So we're going to do that during offering. During offering. That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. Now, this might be a train wreck, but we're going to have fun with it anyway. Bruce, go to the one that says Greg Guitar. That is, that starts on a D.
Okay.
It's just easier chords to do that one. Okay, now, you're familiar with the Beach Boys, I'll Get Around. I'll Get Around. I Get a Crown. This is going to be a post-service one.
You know the reaction starts.
Yeah. anyway.
Sing his melody?
We're going to find out.
I get a crown, crown, get a crown. I'll get a crown, yeah. Get a crown, crown, crown. I'll get a crown, I get a crown. When the king comes around and the trumpet sound, oh, my heart will pound. I'm learning more about heaven and it sounds real great. When Jesus calls me home, I will not hesitate. My Jesus and me getting closer every day. Well, I get rewarded if I do not stray. I get a crown,
and the king
comes around, and the trumpet sound, and my heart will pound. I get a crown, get a crown, crown, crown. Ooh, wah, wah, ooh, wah, wah, ooh. There's a mansion he's preparing it just for me, and the surf is up on the crystal sea. Oh, the city gates are pearl and there's gold on the street. Right next to Jesus is where I take my seat. I get a crown when the king comes around, and the trumpet sound, oh, my heart will pound. Crown, crown, get a crown, I'll get a crown, yeah, get a crown, 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 I'll get a crown, I get a crown, and the king comes around, and the trumpet sound, and my heart will pound, I get a crown.
Okay, that'll be more fun with more people and more instruments and more and higher voices.
Why not that?
Actually, when we do that for real, it'll be in a different key.